Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. Welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So we are going to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. I just want to tell you about a Thanksgiving prayer, what a Thanksgiving prayer means. Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ study, Bible study, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And that is a Thanksgiving prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
to be overcome by your presence,
Lord. Escapes my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free.
There are no words to follow my thank you. I can't begin. Right, wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
Jehovah, you are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are the one in whom I take refuge. When I'm up against the wall and the enemy is aiming his fiery dart at me to try to take me down, you, Jehovah, are my shield. I lift up your name in praise because you alone are the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. Nothing else can deliver me from the evil clutch of death that threatens my hopes, dreams, and relationships. In you alone I find my high tower to which I run for safety. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer requests, for my God is truly able.
Together. At this time, we're going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. Amen. Praise be to God.
all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Your kindness for weakness, and then return your favor.
Your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Yeah.
Jehovah, I often feel squeezed by life's demands and pleasures, and I forget to put my trust in you. God, I am sorry for being so short-sighted and letting my trials and fears overwhelm my thoughts to such a degree that I neglect to run to you, my high tower, with every need I have. Have mercy on me and know that I put my hope in you in all things. It's just that I forget sometimes when my emotions run high. Remind me in those times of your ever-present help in times of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And now, it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, praise be to God, which is entitled Counsel from Others. Counsel from Others. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 in the AMP Bible. And it says, the person of understanding will acquire wise counsel. There are moments in life when we crave the counsel of a godly friend or loved one. We want someone to walk with us through the difficulties of life and to remind us of all God has provided. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this. In fact, no Christian has ever called to go it alone. In his or her walk of faith, we were called to live in community. With that said, however, you need to be careful about whom you listen to. Most people will have an opinion about what course you should take, but some will point you in the wrong direction. The last person you want to get counsel from is somebody who is actually disobeying the Father. Rather, it is crucial for you to look to others who are obviously submitted to the Father and obeying him. Seek out Christians who clearly understand how to listen to God. Amen? Have strong relationships with him and are living in his will. You want someone with whom it is very evident that he or she is walking in the center of his path for them, so they can help you do the same. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. As it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I want to be wise about who I listen to. Lead me to others who walk with you and will offer wise counsel. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm speaking, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This advice is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyle. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm preaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Fall the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me. A better than kisses from an enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open and taking the proverb that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
You're listening to Pray One Another.
His presence is in the room. Healing the miracles, manifest a breakthrough, a blessing, the gift of the Spirit in full effect.
My spirit has been set free. I can hear God's voice calling me. And forever I will be with the only true love that's everlasting. And I'm ready.
He's an awesome God, majestic in all his ways, the Lord of lords, seating on the throne, pleading my case. It's in a sea of forgetfulness, my sins are erased. I'm going through to another level, in the holies of holies, in the kingdom of heaven, in that secret place where the fruit of the Spirit molds me and shapes me to come into his image.
Ready to take it to another level. Take it to another.
Jehovah, thank you for your strength. Thank you for your might. Thank you for providing a place for me to run to in my times of need. Thank you, my God, for not abandoning me to my own devices. You provided a way out of my troubles, even where there seems to be no way. Thank you for reminding me at those times when I forget to call on you. O King, teach me to hear your voice and to respond to you during my hardest days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. And your mighty power. And your awesome majesty. Hallelujah. Upon us now.
Lord, come upon.
Yes, Lord.
Us now.
And release your power. We need your power. And let your presence. Let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord.
Lord, we proclaim your name.
Yeah.
The Lord, my high tower. I want to take this time in prayer today to pray for those who don't know you as their high power, high tower, the one who is waiting to provide them with help and hope. Lord, I lift up to you my family members and friends who are not close to you. I ask you to draw them to you with your loving care. Show them that in the midst of their trials and tribulations, you are there for them. Ever ready to provide a shield against life's storms. Open my mouth when I am with them to share of your steadfast love and care, and make me a witness of your hope to those in need. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer. And you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. Get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Learn all your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. today. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Travels, but only one leads to you, Jesus.
Jehovah Moshika, the Lord your Savior. You are indeed my Savior. You have already conquered my greatest foe, Satan. You have done as you said you would have saved me from his hands of oppression. You are the king of this kingdom, the ruler over all. The enemy thought he could overcome you when he sought to destroy all of the newborns at the time Christ was born. He was unsuccessful. Then he sought to destroy Jesus on the cross at Calvary, but he was unsuccessful there too. I give you praise, for you are the ultimate victor over all, and you can save me from that which seeks to destroy me as well. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
I wanna be more.
Amen. Praise be to God. I want to be more than an ordinary servant. And Lord, if there's anything inside of me that should not be, I ask that you remove it from me. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Genesis and the Old Testament. And we are going to read chapter 4. Amen? Genesis chapter 24. And this chapter is speaking about Isaac and Rebekah. Amen? Praise God. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation because I like the way that it break it down to me. So you can read any version that you are comfortable with, any Bible that you are very comfortable with, you can read. Amen? So let us begin. Abraham was now a very old man, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. One day, Abraham said to his oldest servant, the man in charge of his household, take an oath by putting your hand under my thigh. Swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not allow my son to marry one of these local Canaanite women. Go instead to my homeland, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son. The servant asks, but what if I cannot find a young woman who is willing to travel so far from her home? Should I then take Isaac there to live among your relatives in the land you came from? No, Abraham responded. Be careful never to take my son there, for the Lord, the God of heaven, took me from my father's house and my native land, solemnly promised to give this land to my descendants. He will send his angel ahead of you, and he will see to it that you find a wife there for my son. Amen? If she is unwilling to come back with you, then you are free from this oath of mine. But under no circumstances are you to take my son there. So the servant took an oath by putting his hand under the thigh of his master, Abraham. He swore to follow Abraham's instruction. Then he loaded 10 of Abraham's camels with all kinds of expensive gifts from his master, and he traveled to distant Aram Naharaim. There he went to the town where Abraham's brother Nahor had settled. He had the camels kneel beside a well just outside the town. It was evening, and the women were coming out to draw water. Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, he prayed, please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I am standing here beside this spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I will ask one of them, please give me a drink from your jug. If she says, yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know that you have shown unfailing love to my master. Before he had finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, who was the son of Abraham's brother Nahor and his wife Milcah. Rebecca was very beautiful and old enough to be married, but she was still a virgin. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came up again. Running over to her, the servant said, please give me a little drink of water from your jug. Yes, my lord, she answered. Have a drink. And she quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and gave him a drink. When she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough to drink. So she quickly emptied her jug into the watering trough and ran back to the well to draw water for all his camels. The servant watched her in silence, wondering whether or not the Lord had given him success in his mission. Then at last, when the camels had finished drinking, he took out a gold ring for her nose and two large gold bracelets for her wrists. Whose daughter are you? He asked. And please tell me, would your father have any room to put us up for the night? I am the daughter of Bethuel, she replied. My grandparents are Nahor and Milcah. Yes, we have plenty of straw and feed for the camels, and we have room for guests. The man bowed low and worshiped the Lord. Praise the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, he said. The Lord has shown unfailing love and faithfulness to my master, for he has led me straight to my master's relatives. The young woman ran home to tell her family everything that had happened. Now Rebecca had a brother named Laban, who ran out to meet the man at the spring. He had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist and had heard Rebecca tell what the man had said. So he rushed out to the spring where the man was still standing beside his camels. Laban said to him, "Come and stay with us, you who are blessed by the Lord. Why are you standing here outside the town when I have a room all ready for you and a place prepared for the camels?" So the man went home with Laban, and Laban unloaded the camels, gave him straw for their bedding, fed them, and provided water for the man and the camel drivers to wash their feet. Then food was served. But Abraham's servant said, "I don't want to eat until I have told you why I have come." "All right," Laban said, "tell us." "I am Abraham's servant," he explained, "and the Lord has greatly blessed my master. He has become a wealthy man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, a fortune in silver and gold, and many male and female servants and camels and donkeys. When Sarai, my master's wife, was very old, she gave birth to my master's son, and my master has given him everything he owns. And my master made me take an oath. He said, 'Do not allow my son to marry one of these local Canaanite women. Go instead to my father's house, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son.' But I said to my master, 'What if I cannot find a young woman who is willing to go back with me?' He responded, 'The Lord in whose presence I have lived will send his angel with you and will make your mission successful. Yes, you must find a wife for my son from among my relatives, from my father's family. Then you will have fulfilled your obligation. But if you go to my relatives and they refuse to let her go with you, you will be free from my oath. So today, when I came to the spring, I prayed this prayer. O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success on this mission. See, I am standing here beside this spring. This is my request. When a young woman comes to draw water, I will say to her, 'Please give me a little drink of water from your jug.' If she says, 'Yes, have a drink, and I will draw water for your camels too,' let her be the one you have selected to be the wife of my master's son." Before I had finished praying in my heart, I saw Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulders. She went down to the spring and drew water. So I said to her, "Please give me a drink." Verse 46. She quickly lowered her jug from her shoulders and said, "Yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels too." So I drank, and then she watered the camels. Then I asked, whose daughter are you? She replied, I am the daughter of Bethuel, and my grandparents are Nahor and Malachi. So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrist. Verse 48. Then I bowed down and worshiped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, because he had led me straight to my master's niece to be his son's wife. So tell me, will you or won't you show unfailing love and faithfulness to my master? Please tell me yes or no, and then I'll know what to do next. Verse 50. Then Laban and Bethuel replied, the Lord has obviously brought you here, so there is nothing we can say. Here is Rebecca. Take her and go. Yes, let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has directed. When Abraham's servant, heard their answer, he bowed down to the ground and worshiped the Lord. Then he brought out silver and gold, jewelry and clothing, and presented them to Rebekah. He also gave expensive presents to her brother and mother. Then they ate their meal, and the servant and the men with him stayed there overnight. But early the next morning, Abraham's servant said, send me back to my master. Verse 55. But we want Rebekah to stay with us at least 10 days, her brother and mother said. Then she can go. But he said, don't delay me. The Lord has made my mission successful. Now send me back so I can return to my master. Well, they said, we'll call Rebekah and ask her what she thinks. So they called Rebekah, are you willing to go with this man? They asked her, and she replied, yes, I will go. So they said goodbye to Rebekah and sent her away with Abraham's servant and his men. The woman who had been Rebekah's childhood nurse went along with her. They gave her this blessing as she parted. Our sister, may you become the mother of many millions. May your descendants be strong and conquer the cities of their enemies. Verse 61. Then Rebekah and her servant girls mounted the camels and followed the man. So Abraham's servant took Rebekah and went on his way. Meanwhile, Isaac, whose home was in the Negev, had returned from Beer Lahai. One evening, as he was walking and meditating in the fields, he looked up and saw the camels coming. When Rebekah looked up and saw Isaac, quickly dismounted from her camel, who is that man walking through the fields to meet us? She asked the servant, and he replied, it is my master. So Rebecca covered her face with her veil. Verse 66. Then the servant told Isaac everything he had done. And Isaac brought Rebecca into his mother Sarah's tent, and she became his wife. He loved her deeply, and she was a special comfort to him after the death of his mother. May the Lord richly bless us for the reading and always the hearing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. No, not yet. I'm sorry. Introduction. Each day, thousands of airplanes fill the skies all around the world, guiding them so that they avoid accidents. It's a serious responsibility shared by air traffic controllers and pilots. Each plane has an intricate guidance system as well, on which the pilots depend. In the book of Genesis, we can read the story of how Abraham received intricate guidance from God to obtain a wife for his son of promise, Isaac. We can examine this story to learn what steps Abraham, his servant, and Isaac took to obtain God's guidance. Amen. Praise be to God. So now let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this new week. May our worship today be in the right spirit and consistent with the truth revealed in Jesus. We ask for your forgiveness for doing those things we should not have done this past week, as well as for our failure to do the good things we knew to do. We desire power over sin, so lead us into the relationship in which that power is possible. Motivate us to give with the assurance that Paul had, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory and in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Genesis 24 and 67, and it says, Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Getting Guidance from God. Amen. Tonight my message is divided into three parts, or four parts, excuse me. Amen. Into four parts. Number one, determined to follow God's will. Isaac was confident that God wanted a wife for him. She would share his faith and be his and be like-minded in purpose. He knew the marriage would work best if she was from a similar family background. Consequently, Abraham sent a servant back to his home in Mesopotamia to find a woman who fit the profile. Praise God. If we want to receive God's guidance, we must be willing to do his will. We cannot follow God's will when we have determined within ourselves to do what we please. Now, if we refuse to yield our will to the will of God, we cannot find the guidance we are seeking. Isaac was willing to do God's will. Amen? Praise be to God. Use your rational powers. The servant used his rational powers to find a wife. With Abraham's instruction, the servant took 10 camels and all kinds of choice gifts and set out. He reached the city of Nahor late in the afternoon when the women came to the well for water. The servant then reasoned, "Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water, and let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shed kindness unto my master." Genesis 24:13-14. Amen. Praise be to God. To God be the glory. So was it right for Abraham's servant to ask God for such a specific sign? The sign he requested was only slightly out of the ordinary. The hospitality of the day requires women at the well to offer water to weary travelers, but not to their animals. Eliezer, which was the servant, was simply asking God to show him a woman with an attitude of service. Someone who would go beyond the expected and offer to water his camels would indicate that kind of attitude. Eliezer did not ask for a woman with good looks or wealth. He knew the importance of finding a woman with the right heart, and he asked God to help him with this task. Amen? So the servant understood that Isaac needed a self-reliant and outgoing woman for his wife. Locating the right woman was not a matter of mere chance. It was the deliberate use of rational powers. Praise be to God. God wants people to use the rational power of the mind in seeking God's will. Some people think they can discover God's will by chance, much like flipping a coin and calling heads or tails. Others expect some miraculous intervention from heaven. They expect God himself to appear, speak audibly, and tell them exactly what he wishes them to do. Still others rely on strong emotional feelings to discover God's will. God wants us to use our heads in seeking his will. We should examine both the pros and cons of the issue in a rational manner. We should think of every possible angle of the decision. This will help us clarify our thinking. Amen. Pray about the matter. Isaac's servant prayed for the right woman for his master in Genesis 24 and 12. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. The servant believed in the power of prayer. If he wanted light from the Lord, he had to look in that direction. Amen. So Abraham's servant asked God for guidance in this very important task. Obviously, Eliezer had learned much about faith and about God from his master. What are your family members, friends, and associates learning about God from watching you? Be like Abraham. Set an example of dependent faith and be like Eliezer, asking God for guidance before any venture. Amen. Praise God. Prayer is one of the best means of receiving God's guidance. Jesus continually searched for God's will through prayer. One example is Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was honest with God and told him he wanted to find some way other than crucifixion. Three times he asked God to remove the cup, yet he was reaching the place of submission. Finally, he said in Matthew 26:42, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Thus Jesus used prayer to answer at the right decision. Praise be to God. Wait on the Lord. The servant of Abraham waited on the Lord. In Genesis 24:21, and the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Praise be to God. As soon as Abraham's servant knew that God had answered his prayer, he thanked God for his goodness and guidance. God will also use and lead us if we are available like Eliezer, our first response should be praise and thanksgiving that God would choose to work in and through us. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Rebecca's servant spirit was clearly demonstrated as she willingly and quickly drew water for Eliezer and his camels. The pots used for carrying water were large and heavy. A thirsty camel drinks a lot of water, up to 25 gallons after a week's travel. Seeing Rebecca go to work, Eliezer, this was a woman with a heart for doing far more than the bare minimum. Do you have a servant spirit? When asked to help or when you see a need, go beyond the minimum. Praise be to God. Rebecca, the servant of the Lord, the servant of Abraham waited on the Lord, and the man wandering held her his peace, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made this his glory, his journey prosperous or not. Rebecca came to the well to draw water. After she had done so, she offered the servant some water, and she said in Genesis 24:18-19, "Drink, my Lord," and she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking." Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Rebecca offered both the servant and his camels water. Without doubt, this action was an immediate answer to the servant's prayer. Praise God. Yet he did not want to act hastily. While Rebecca went for more water, he waited for the feeling of certainty. In getting guidance from God, we must respond to his leadership with prudence. God guides deliberately. He does not lead recklessly. Therefore, we need to be careful not to make quick decisions, my brothers and sisters. In Isaiah 40:31 tells us, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Praise be to God. And at this time, I just want to say, Abraham's servant, as one that choose his work before his pleasure, was for hasting home. Lingering and loitering no way becomes a wise and good man who is faithful to his duty. As children ought not to marry without their parents' consent, so also parents ought not to marry them without their own. Rebecca consented not only to go, but to go at once. The goodness of Rebecca's character showed there was nothing wrong in her answer. Though it be not agreeable to modern customs among us, we may hope that she had such an ideal of the religion and godliness in the family she was to go to, as made her willing to forget her own people and her father's house. Her friends dismissed her with suitable attendance and with heartily good wishes. They blessed Rebecca. When our relationships are entering into a new condition, we ought by prayer to commend them to the blessing and the grace of God. Isaac was well employed when he met Rebecca. He went out to take the advantage of a silent evening and a solitary place for meditation and prayer. Those divine exercises by which we converse with God and our own hearts. Holy souls love retirement. It will do us good to be often alone. If rightly employed, and we are never less alone than when alone. Observe what an affectionate son Isaac was. It was about 3 years since his mother died, and yet he was not, till now, comforted. See also what an affectionate husband he was to his wife. Dutiful sons promise there to be affectionate husbands. He that fills up his first station in life with honor is likely to do the same in those that follow. And as I bring this message to a close, praise be to God. I just want to say my conclusion is, are you trying to go through life directing yourself's path will lead to frustration and ultimately to disaster? Because you don't know where you are going, you need to follow God's guidance. Make up your mind to follow his will. Use your rational powers. Pray about the matter and wait on the Lord. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Getting guidance from God. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and falling short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. We love you. We thank you. Shalom. And God's blessings upon each and every home, each and every one that is listening to this broadcast. We are here to bring the word of God. Amen. Thank you and good night.
Tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.